ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्वा नरश्चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयनुतिरये। नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 7, Text Number 17, right? Yeah. Oh, this is very difficult with the wrong glasses on. I can't see. Please excuse me. I wish to beg excuse for my sleeping too much, okay? I'm not a Goswami. I have a sick body, and sometimes I sleep too much, so I may not have got up for Mangal Aarti this morning, but don't take me as an excuse for you to do it. I really wanted to get up, but I'm not so good, so I beg excuse before my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada that please... I'm not a well-behaved person, but I speak Srimad Bhagavatam on the order of my guru, because he wants me to speak. That's all. Other than that, I have not much qualification. All right, so it's text number 17. I've prepared for that. Okay. Bhavatam Api Bhuyan Me Yadi Sadadate Vachaha Vaisaradi Dihi Sadatha Sri Balanam Cha Me Yatha Bhavatamapi Bhuyanme Yadi Sradadate Vacha Vaisaradi Di Sradata Sri Balanam Chameyata Bhavatamapi Bhuyanme Yadi Sradadate Vacha Vaisaradi Tisradataha Sri Balanam Chameyata Bhavatam Api Bhuyanme Yadi Sradadate Vacha Vaisaradi Disradataha Sri Balanam Chameyata. bhuyanne yadi sadadate vacha kaishuradi ji sadaha shri balanam chame yatha Anyone else? Bhavatam, of yourselves, api, also, bhuyat, it may be, me, of me, yadi, if, sadadate, you believe in, vacha, the words, vaisaradi, of the most expert or in relation with the Supreme Lord. Dihi, intelligence. Shadhataha, because of firm faith. Stri, of women. Balanam, of small boys. Cha, also. Me, of me. Yatha, just as. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge, just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. Translation, please repeat. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge. Just like me, although you are small children, similarly a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. Purport. These words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regard to knowledge descending by the disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the Supreme Power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narada and understood how to attain perfection in life by Bhakti Yoga. These are the most important understandings in spiritual knowledge. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tathagoro tasyaite kaita yata prakasante mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Svetasvata Upanishad 6:23. Atasi Krishna namadi nabhavad griham indriyai sevan mukhe hi jivado svayam eva spurati araha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for the transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-234. Bhakta mam avijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato gyadvat vishate tadanantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service, and when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. These are Vedic instructions. One must have full faith in the words of the spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. then the real knowledge of Atma and Paramatma and the distinction between matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atma Tattva or spiritual knowledge will be revealed within the core of a devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of Mahajana such as Prahlad Maharaj. In this verse, the word Bhuyat may be understood to mean let there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends saying, also become faithful like me. Become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master who comes by the disciplic succession, and therefore they are unable to understand the transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line of authorized disciplic succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received the knowledge from Narada. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of demons, were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The words Vaisharadi-di refers to intelligence concerning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the Supreme Expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. These four sampradayas, or disciplic successions of knowledge and transcendence, are called the Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishvalam mata. The knowledge of the Supreme received from such a sampradaya or disciplic succession can give one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of disciplic succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands the Supreme Lord through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession and then advances further, he awakens his natural love for God, and then his success in life is assured. End of purport. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge, just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayati girim yakrupatam aham vande sri gurum nirmatarinim paramananda maravam So, transcendental knowledge. Krishna speaks about transcendental knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? The whole chapter. You know, he's explaining these things about the living entity. You have to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Everything depends upon proper knowledge. Without proper knowledge, then one is just acting sentimentally. He will not understand why we are chanting Hare Krishna. He will not understand why we should worship Krishna. If we don't understand why, if we don't know the philosophical reasons why we do things, philosophically means with all logic and reason, with intelligence. You have to understand intelligently why we have to get up in the morning, take bath, put on tilak. There's a reason for these things. And one has to understand them philosophically. And it's based on Shastra. Everything we do is based on the revealed scriptures. What is given by the Acharyas, like Srila Prabhupada. In our ISKCON society, Srila Prabhupada is our chief Acharya. We all know this thing. We all read his books. We all studying his books. And we have to understand things in truth. We have to understand the tattva, what Srila Prabhupada is meaning. How can we do this thing, being conditioned souls? The truth is that you cannot remain a conditioned soul. You can't remain a conditioned soul. You must become free from the modes of material nature. Only those who are in the transcendental position can understand things in truth. Those persons who are in the mode of ignorance, when they hear transcendental knowledge, they will create another understanding, even though they're sitting in the same class. Those in the mode of passion, they will get another different idea, even though they're hearing exactly the same words from the lips of the spiritual master. And those who are in the mode of goodness will understand another way. All will get their own understanding. And those who are transcendental, those who are above the three modes of material nature, they will understand it in truth. You should understand this. And that's why there's argument. That's why there's dissension amongst living beings. Because they're under the modes of material nature. You have your opinion. I have my opinion. Isn't it? Everybody's got a different opinion. Even though they read the same book. It's because we're conditioned souls. Therefore, we require to approach the spiritual master. Tadvidi pranipatena parapasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadashinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a self-realized soul. This Krishna says, you won't know this thing. You may say, Jagadatma, that's very simple. That's a very simple thing. But because we are conditioned souls, we think, oh, I have understood it. I have understood it. But my understanding is not clear. My understanding is not very clear at all. Because I'm under the modes of material nature. As long as one is not in the liberated position, he cannot understand. Bhakcha mam abhijanati yavanyastha smitatvata. We hear this sloka Prabhupada gave, that by devotional service, by bhakti, you can understand Krishna in truth. You can understand it. But who does bhakti, really? Who's really doing bhakti? Bhakti is not a cheap thing. Bhakti is, we are aspiring devotees. We're aspiring devotees. We aspire to render bhakti. Bhakti means pure devotion. Anya abhilasita sunyam. Jnana kamadinavitam anukulyena krishna anushilam. That it is loving service to Krishna rendered without any desire for profit or gain. For personal profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That means somebody who's transcendental. It doesn't mean somebody who's a part-time devotee. There's many part-time devotees who have opinions
Oh, ISKCON is this, Gauriya Math is this. Oh, this guru is this, and this guru. I don't like what they're doing. You know, I like this and I don't like this. Isn't it? And start criticizing. Criticizing. It's very prominent amongst neophyte devotees. The symptom of the neophyte devotee is given in Shastra. Their symptom is they don't have very strong faith. Their faith is not so strong in the words coming from the spiritual master's mouth. And we should understand, what is spiritual master? The spiritual master, he's speaking, is the same as Krishna speaking. He speaks from Shastra. There's no difference. When we hear the words of Srila Prabhupada, it's always Bhagavad Gita says this, Bhagavad Gita says this, Srimad Bhagavatam says this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this. He never says, I think. He never says, in my opinion. He never says. He always says, Krishna says. And he lives every word of Bhagavatam. Therefore, he's called devotee Bhagavat. Bhakta Bhagavat. Isn't it? The Bhakta Bhagavat. There's the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. And it said, you must hear the book Bhagavat from the devotee Bhagavat. You should not hear it from a professional reciter. Or somebody who's not a pure devotee. Now you may ask, well, Jagadatma, you're not a pure devotee. Yes, it's true. But I was ordered, my spiritual master orders me to do this service. Because I'm to repeat. I'm only here to repeat. I'm not here to add anything to it. Or subtract anything to it. I have to simply repeat what he has said. And if there's something I don't know, I have to say, I don't know. I only know what my spiritual master says. I don't have to become a big scholar and read so many books. I only have to read his books. I only have to follow what he says. I don't have to know all the different processes of yoga and so many things. I simply have to become simple. Yasya deva parabhakti yata devi tatagono. Here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, even a child can do this thing. Striyo vaisas tatasudrastepi yanti paramgatim. But who's simple? Who wants to become a simple devotee? If you become a simple devotee, you won't get any name or fame. You won't become a big famous personality. No. You have to be satisfied with just being a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees. And that's our philosophy. That's the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Just become the servant of the servant of the servant. Trinadapi sinichenatharoiva suhishna. Just offer respects to others. And don't expect any respect. Just serve Krishna and just repeat. Very simple thing. You just take this book. And you say, please read this book. Finished. And if they have any question, okay, I'll try to give explanation to help you understand the words coming in disciplic succession. It's coming from Krishna. And according to the purity of a devotee, you'll be able to give it. It's all according to the purity of the devotee, the faith. That is given. So it's seen that the neophyte devotee, he doesn't have such strong faith, and he may be swayed, Prabhupada writes, he's swayed by some other arguments. In other words, he doesn't understand properly. He has not been given really strong training in these teachings of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, when he hears some other party's opinions, that's why you don't go anywhere. You stay here and you get properly trained. Because if you go other way, I'll hear this and I'll hear this and I'll hear this. Some people say, oh, how can I not get my Krishna consciousness so organized? And my first question is, where are you going and where are you hearing from? If you stay here, if you are reading Prabhupada's books and following this program, you'll be fixed up. You will be strong. You will become strong very quickly. Also, you must follow. You must follow the teachings given by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, or his grand disciples, who are following these teachings. They're showing this thing. That's another symptom of the neophytes. The neophytes are very puffed up. And they want to tell you what to do. I get instructed by them often. They're always telling me what to do. That's their symptom. They think they know everything. And they usually have a lot of faith in the deity. It says they like to worship the deity, but they don't know how to offer respect to others. That's their symptom. The neophytes, they're very disrespectful. Puffed up and respectful and full of speculation. They don't understand things very well. And they always tell, they're saying, one day they're saying, oh, it's like this, I know this. And then the next day they're going, oh, I made a mistake. It's not quite like that, it's like this. Oh, no, I know it. And then the next day, excuse me. Oh, I made a mistake. Now I know what it's like. It's like this. I know. There's some kind of madness, isn't it? This is the neophyte. Huh? Always changing their mind. So they're unsteady and they're disrespectful. So they have to associate with the spiritual master and accept some discipline. Hey, new bhakta, pay businesses. Like this. They have to learn how to offer proper respect to the devotees. This can take some discipline. Because they think, why should I offer respectful obeisances to this guy? He's just a new bhakta like me. You have to first learn how to offer respect to them. Not that you just offer respect to Prabhupada. No, you have to learn. That's why we're put here together. So that you have to learn how to offer respect. Because the Kanista devotee is also considered a devotee. They're a kind of devotee and a good association. Kanista devotees are very good at distributing books. Did you? They're very fanatical. You turn Hare Krishna or you'll go to hell. They can do this. They can be very helpful. They can do so many good things. But they disrespect others. That's the next. When they make more advancement, they learn the philosophy. They become more convinced about Krishna consciousness. And then they start to make these distinctions. Four distinctions are there. They see the Supreme Lord and they worship Him. Huh? They see the devotees and they're friendly to devotees. You understand? They're friendly to devotees. Just as they like Krishna, they like all of Krishna's devotees. They're friendly to the devotees. Yeah. And those who are non-devotees, those who are non-devotees, that is those people who are envious of Krishna and envious of Krishna's devotees, they don't fight with them, they just avoid them. They just avoid them. And those who are innocent, those persons who are not inimical, but they don't have knowledge about Krishna, they're just inquisitive persons or innocent persons. They show mercy to them by telling them about Krishna, by giving them a book and asking them, please come to the temple. So they start to make distinctions, and in this way they offer proper respect. Of course, when such respect is going on, their chanting of Hare Krishna is improved, because their offenses in chanting are becoming reduced. And this way they make more advancement in Krishna consciousness. The thing about the intermediate devotee, not the Madhyama devotee, is that he still does not have very good knowledge of the scriptures. He's convinced. He's completely convinced. He has complete faith in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. He has complete faith in Guru and Krishna. But he's not expert in dealing with opposing philosophies, arguments. He does not know how to present Krishna's words, Shastra. And therefore, when he meets someone, he finds it very, very difficult. He's not disturbed though. His faith is never disturbed by others. He can hear all this Mayavadi nonsense and things. He may not be able to defeat them, but he's not disturbed in his Krishna consciousness. He will just, what can I do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he'll chant Hare Krishna. His faith will not be the slightest disturbed. Because he has heard, he's put faith in Guru, he's executing the instructions of Guru, but he's not yet expert in explaining it, in dealing with all other opposing philosophies and arguments. And then there's the Uttama Adhikari. The Uttama Adhikari, his symptom is that he's very, very expert in the Shastras. He knows hundreds of slokas, hundreds, like my Gurudev, thousands, and can explain everything in a very logical, scientific way. He can put all other philosophies, other persons, speculators, atheists, agnostic, Mayavadis in their place. Nobody can defeat him. He is undefeatable. It's not a competition of logic and argument. No. He simply explains everything according to the Shastras. He's not here to give a new teaching. No. He's here to give the eternal teaching that Krishna spoke to the Sun God millions of years ago and spoke again to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The spiritual master is coming today to give that same knowledge. He doesn't give any opinion other than Krishna's opinion. Therefore we say this seat, we're sitting on this seat, Vyasa-san. It means that Jagannatma cannot give any opinion of his own. I'm simply here to speak what is spoken by Vyasadeva and the previous acharyas. I'm not allowed to speak anything else. Even if I think something else, I'm not allowed to speak it. And I have orders from the spiritual master that you only speak this Bhagavad Gita. Like this. Simple things. I'm not allowed to speak on higher things. You know, like Gopi Gita or something like that. Such topics are forbidden. You're not allowed to speak on Rasa Leela. Prabhupada said that's forbidden. You're not allowed. Others may do that, but in ISKCON, we do not do it. As Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say, these things are not necessary. Not necessary. That's for very advanced, liberated persons. You're not yet liberated. You're still a conditioned soul. You have to come to Brahma Bhuta Pashanam Anasutati Nakamsati. You have to transcend. And only that is done by complete devotional service. And then, discussion of such higher subject matters is in confidential talks between oneself and the most advanced devotees. It's not done in public. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never did it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did these things strictly in confidential dealings. They are not for the public. They are not for conditioned souls. They are not for conditioned souls. Even though that's in Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Leela is there. But we are not to speak about it. So these levels are there. We should understand what is a sadhu. Because here it is being said that by the association of a devotee like Prahlad, Prahlad is Mahajan. He is such a devotee who has such faith and such love for Krishna. Simply by hearing his words, even the children and women, anybody can be delivered. Also it's said that even if you're not so fixed up, even if you're not so learned, you're not so transcendental, if you develop such attachment, if you develop love and attachment for such sadhu, for the sadhu, that means the pure devotee, the Paramahansa, then that also will deliver you from this material world. Srila Prabhupada writes that the same attachment that you have for other things, when it is transferred to Krishna and Krishna's devotee, that same attachment, it doesn't mean like a really powerful transcendental attachment. It simply means that attachment that you have. We put Srila Prabhupada in the platform of love. The same attachment that we have. I'm just a conditioned soul. I don't have the super, super powerful attachment of Bhav Bhakta, Prem Bhakta. That attachment, I cannot imagine how deep that attachment is. But the attachment that I'm capable of, I put in my spiritual master. You put in your spiritual master. You put in the association of your friends, the devotees. That same attachment, what we call love. We're putting in the platform of love. And therefore, very easily, one can understand the required transcendental knowledge. Krishna gives that from the core of the heart. Tesam satyatariyuktanam bhajatam priti pavakam. The priti must be there. Love for the spiritual master and love for Krishna. Whatever you've got. Of course, Jagadatma doesn't have any love, but he is trying. And because of that, some transcendental knowledge is revealed to me. Some transcendental knowledge. And therefore, I'm speaking on the order of Guru to repeat that you're not this body. You're a spirit soul. And you're the eternal servants of Krishna. That's it. And you render loving devotion to Krishna and to Krishna's devotees, and you chant Hare Krishna, and you go back home, back to Godhead. Do I need to say any more? That's all I need to say. There may be many, many details in Shastra, many, many details. But we should understand what is the basic philosophy. Everyone. And for those who are taking up some position, whether they are temple president, or they are sannyasis, they should become very learned. So that there is no slipping up. Deviating. There should be no deviation. Because as I said, conditioned souls will have tendency. Neophytes will have tendency. Also, the intermediate devotee also has tendency because he's not so fixed up in the shastras. So he has a tendency to speculate sometimes. Well, I'm not sure, but maybe it's like this. I'm not sure, but maybe it's like this, or maybe it's like that. Maybe we should follow this and not follow that. And then they'll say, well, what do you think? What do you think? What's your opinion? But we don't think, and we don't have any opinion. Everything should be done according to the Shastra. And if we don't know, we simply say so. I don't know. That's it. In that way, just have complete faith in the spiritual master and execute his order. And if you don't know, then you have to chant Hare Krishna more. And you have to study his books more. And you have to serve the devotees more. And you have to become more Krishna conscious. And then Krishna from within the heart will enlighten you. From within the heart you'll understand. Quarreling about it and debating is Maya. Debating is Maya. There should be no debate. No. Debating is one kind of prajalpa. Unnecessary. Unnecessary talk. One should carefully study the Shastras. One may discuss them to come to a better understanding. And discuss what the spiritual master said in disciplic succession. That's also said here. The spiritual master is always in disciplic succession. There is no spiritual masters outside. There's no spiritual masters outside. You must take spiritual masters from inside. Sampradaya. And in our ISKCON, also, in ISKCON, Prabhupada set up the standard procedure within ISKCON. We don't go outside. We're inside ISKCON. Because we see Srila Prabhupada as the topmost transcendentalist. Like I said, everybody's got an opinion according to the modes of material nature. But what Srila Prabhupada has given, we do not see as his opinion, and he's under some kind of mode of goodness or something. No. Srila Prabhupada is in a pure transcendental position, completely transcendental. Therefore, his guidance is for ISKCON, is for us. We just follow in his footsteps, following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, like this. So his footstep is given. So he said, we don't need any gopi bhava or anything like this. You become devotees of Lord Chaitanya. You just become very humble, chant Hare Krishna, and preach Krishna consciousness. He said, this is a simple process. And he would say that a simple process is sometimes not accepted by people. They want something more complicated. He would say, you know, that homeopathic medicine, it looks very plain, just like some water. And someone might have no faith in it. How can that do anything? It's just plain. But if you give them some very bad smelling medicine, that's got a very strong taste, they'll have faith in that. He gave this example, that if you tell them, you just chant Hare Krishna and do this simple service, they'll say, that's too easy. They want something more complicated. They're thinking that the more complicated it is, that means that it must be more powerful, more advanced knowledge. It isn't. No, the simple is the most effective. If you put faith in the words of the spiritual master, and you put, as you put faith in Krishna, in Krishna's words, Krishna is saying this, Sriyo Vaishastha Tasudras, Tepiyanti Param, that this knowledge, even the low-class persons, those who are sinful persons, not to speak of women, but even those who are less than that, who are sinful persons, they can take up this Krishna consciousness. They can chant Hare Krishna. They can render some service. And the spiritual master will be pleased and say, I bless you. May Krishna show His mercy on you. Even if they are not very well behaved, even if they're not well behaved, sadhu eva samantavya samyak vyavasito kaunteya prati jane he name bhakta pranashati. Kaunteya prati jane, what is it? That you should declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Name bhakta manap, what is it? So this is the process of associating with, serving and hearing from such a pure devotee in disciplic succession. And this is our Srila Prabhupada, he has given this thing. It's a simple process. And we put faith in it. We put faith in it. By following in this way, we will get all perfection. And my godbrothers, some of my godbrothers and their disciples, I see. I can see by the mercy of Krishna. I see. Wow. They are becoming so transcendental. So peaceful and happy. And they develop love for Krishna and Guru. And they have such knowledge. They learn it. And seeing them, I also get more faith that yes, this process is very much working. And those persons outside of ISKCON, there. Critics, finding fault. They are not peaceful. They pose themselves.
Oh, we are very learned, Ragaduga Bhaktas,
staying at Radhakunda, doing our bhajan. They say this Hare Krishna, you are just ABC, neophytes. We are the really advanced. But we see the devotees in ISKCON, they become so compassionate. They're compassionate. They want to give Krishna consciousness to people all over the world. They want to distribute this knowledge. They want to give it to others. They are not so concerned with their own comfort. They are concerned with helping others come to Krishna consciousness, to show mercy to others. So this is the mood of our founder Acharya, our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, and he is giving that mood to all of you like this, to be simple devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Become learned though, you must become learned so that you will not be swayed, you will not be taken away from this path. You should remain in this path given by Acharyas in this line. It's not a complicated path, but you still have to have a lot of knowledge and guidance, and you have to have a lot of devotion, so you will always remain as it is. Prabhupada said, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Like that. No addition, no subtraction, as it is. So we just want to become devotees as it is. And Prahlad Maharaj, by his association, those children, they become just like that. They just become like that by his association and by putting faith in his words. So I beg apology if I make any mistake like this. I'm only trying to repeat what I have heard, and this is the words of our spiritual master, that he's just asking you just follow these simple things. You chant Hare Krishna, you get up, put on your tilak, wear your dhoti and kurta, be a Vaishnav, and be happy, and get love for Krishna. You will definitely get the kind of love that he is having. You'll get the kind of love that he is having. Which is pure and transcendental, not mixed with something, no, completely transcendental. We have this faith that our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is the completely pure and completely transcendental representative. And we don't hear anybody else. We only hear from our spiritual master and his teachings, and we see this as sufficient. It is sufficient for complete realization of Krishna and to get love for Krishna. I thank you very much. Does anybody have any question? You have some question for Guruji? Any question? No question? Some question and give microphone. We got a minute.
How does an intermediate devotee?
You'll have to tell me what she says.
How does an intermediate devotee react when a neophyte instructs him, and so that he himself doesn't react as a neophyte?
What did she say?
How does an intermediate devotee react when he's instructed by a neophyte devotee, so that he himself doesn't behave as a neophyte?
So sometimes the neophyte devotees will instruct me. Yeah. And usually the instruction is very opinionated. They have their opinion and they're going to tell you what it is. And they're going to instruct you. So, you remain silent and listen to them. You let them speak. You don't have to argue with them. You just, because if you're a neophyte devotee, that's a different thing. You're going to argue with them. But if you come to intermediate or more advanced, you just remain silent and just say, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay, Prabhuji, thank you very much. If you are capable of explaining Shastra, you can explain it to them. But if you have no capacity to discuss with that person, you just say, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. And you just go on chanting Hare Krishna. If you have capacity, if you are very knowledgeable, if you've read all these books and you can explain it in a nice way, giving logic and reason, and you can correct them, that's okay. You can do that. But don't argue with them. You're wasting your time. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Go Premanandi, Hari Hari.